Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your, yeah, you guessed it, Thursday edition. Why? Well, because it's freaking late. Of the BTN News Show, I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of August, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, Japan listeners, yes, I know there are a few of you out there that listen to the BTN News Show. Guess what's coming for you? Netflix! Oh yeah, the Netflix empire is building more and more. Yes, it's headed to the land of the rising sun coming September 2nd, so no, it's not that far away. Of course, Netflix has been doing a lot of expanding this year. It entered the Australian and New Zealand markets back in March of this year. And coming up next on its radar is Spain, Italy, and Portugal, all coming in October. As for Netflix Japan, its Japanese landing page is already live, and the official Twitter account is up and running. I can hear all the Japanese cord cutters right now. Oh, arigato gozaimasu. Well, we've told you about it for a while, and it's now officially official. YouTube's gaming. Yeah, remember that? Google's answer to the popular streaming service Twitch. It is going live. And it's going to be available to all the users in the US and UK at start. Now, those of you that have not heard of YouTube gaming, or let alone Twitch, it will allow gamers to broadcast the titles they're playing in real time to YouTube users around the world. Viewers will then also be able to participate in chat and as well as subscribe to their favorite streamers. Gamer, or if it's just piquing your interest, head to gaming.youtube.com website. And there's also going to be dedicated apps too for it, for Android and iOS. Well, Adobe's going to try it again. Yeah, try to get a Photoshop app on the iOS platform. Now, we all know and love Photoshop for the desktop. It works wonders, doesn't it? It's freaking expensive, but it works. But on the mobile platform, let's face it, the experience has just kind of been... Although we can't really complain too much because most of those mobile apps have been free. But I get the feeling this new offering probably won't be. According to CNET, Adobe is currently working on a new Photoshop-branded app for the iPhone and iPad, with, believe it or not, an Android version coming later this year. Now, we are hearing some things that there's going to be a free-to-try kind of thing. I have a feeling it's going to be very little features, and then if you want to have more bells and whistles, you'll probably have to pay up. Adobe's saying the app will have many more powerful and commonly used features, like the desktop version of Photoshop, and they're promising to make these features more accessible. Personally, I hope so. I'd even pay for it. But if it's anything like Photoshop Touch, no thank you. And finally, you plan on going to Malaysia anytime soon? Kind of want to remain anonymous while you're over there, say while you're driving around? Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. It looks like the government's going to get its way with this. How would you like to have an RFID sticker stuck right on your vehicle? And it doesn't matter if it's a local or foreign automobile. You get the sticker no matter what. Now, the pilot program for this lovely vehicle surveillance program starts this October. But Malaysia's saying they should have the whole thing up and running smooth as you can do by 2018. They're saying the RFID system is officially intended to deter thieves, of course, and other criminals. They also hope it'll help pinpoint congestion through real-time traffic monitoring. I know, I can hear you right now. I don't want to be a part of this. I'm just going to rip the sticker off. I wouldn't advise that. Sure, you can try and take the sticker off, but that sticker's going to shatter and then it's going to transmit a warning and then guess what? You've got police knocking on your door. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website, britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I know, it's a late one and it's a short one today. Sorry about that, guys and gals. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more juicier and better tech news for your Friday edition tomorrow. Although it really doesn't matter, does it? Because as long as it's Friday, that's all that counts, right? But in any case, yes, we will be back tomorrow getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, as always, for listening.